From a CD that held the number 20 position this past week on the Zoomer's Choice Classical Chart, that was Angela Hewitt along with the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and the final movement from Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Where will it be this week? We'll tune in with John Van Driel.
Absolutely.
Saturday afternoons at 3 when he counts them all down. It is 9:34, 2 degrees at downtown, going up to a high of 4 today with apparently a mix of sun and cloud.
At some point. DanceWorks presents Rubber Band Dance Group in Gravity of Center. This is choreographed by Victor Quejada, and it's part of the Harborfront Center's Next Step series. It's taking place on November 16th and 17th at Harborfront Center's Fleck Dance Theater. And DanceWorks curator Mimi Beck is with us to talk about it. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning, Jean.
Well, that's great. Lots of energy
Pete,
there.
Pete, I like that.
Thank you for that.
Because by this point of the day, we're like, hi,
how are you? Let's talk about Victor, first of all, because he is the director of Rubber Band Dance Group and the choreographer of Gravity of Center.
Yes, he is. A very interesting chap. He grew up in Los Angeles. He was a little boy wonder breakdancer. He gained the nickname Rubber Band when he was 8 years old. And then he went on and was exposed to many other dance forms at the L.A. Performing Arts High School. Mm-hmm. He worked with Rudy Perez. He worked with Twyla Tharpe. He was in Les Grands Ballets Canadiens. He was with the Feld Ballet. And now he's had this company. He's not an old man, but he's had this company for 10 years.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they're based in Montreal, correct?
Yes, they are. Rubber Band Dance Group.
Now, as I said, the piece is called Gravity of Center. And he explores the dichotomy between abundance and scarcity. So put the two together. Help me out here.
Well,
come up with an equation for me.
Well, you know, he talks about sort of the herd mentality, you know, which I think is very timely, you know, this sort of whether it's the stock bubble or whether it's how sort of animals and people form groups. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of that kind of the other, the group versus the other, a little bit of struggles for dominance and so on. And I think within all that is trying to find your own center of gravity. And they really express that very beautifully through their body, so that it's not actually a story ballet. It's more of concepts but are very clearly expressed through a pretty unique movement form that this company has developed.
I was going to ask, because of his background as a breakdancer, obviously, or I would assume, maybe rightly or wrongly, that there'd be a lot of elements of hip-hop culture in this piece.
Well, you know, I think what he has worked for really a good 6 years with this company is to evolve what they would call a kind of a seamless form. Mm. And so, yes, there are those elements, but they don't really stand out. Mm-hmm. It's so beautifully integrated. You know, they're working from different points of balance, you know, kind of 3 points on the floor instead of two. So it can be your head, your shoulders. Right. But he does bring in ballet dancers. They're ballet-trained dancers like Daniel Mayo and Anne Plamondon, who's the co-artistic director. But he also has people that have come out of the hip-hop styles and also acrobatics.
Cool.
So now, how many dancers will there be in total?
There will be 5 on stage.
5, and how long is the piece?
It's about 60 to 70 minutes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The full-length piece, yes. It's very, very rigorous.
Boy. Mm-hmm. And how about the music?
The music.
This is a very interesting conversation.
Yes. Well, we have Jasper Gahunya, also known as DJ Lil Jazz, who's a turntablist, but also a classically trained musician who is a graduate of the Royal Conservatory here in Toronto in piano. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of scratching. I think maybe it's not on your playlist here at 96.3, but it's really fascinating music. And, you know, it's not just sort of throw on something. It's beautifully integrated, thought through. It's recorded. Mm-hmm. You know, he put this all together himself, but it is a recording.
And it is kind of interesting when you talk about the fluidity of this dance group and putting that kind of music with it. It'd be fascinating to see how that works.
It's a bit edgy. Yeah. And I think what's so fascinating, I was looking at some of the footage again, which is on YouTube. You can see Gravity of Center and see some excerpts. But you see them kind of almost stumbling around, looking like they're off balance. And then suddenly they pull off this miraculous move, and you can't believe what you just saw. And it went by so quickly that, I like to look at it again. Mm-hmm. But in performance, you see that, a wonderful integration.
And also Victor is one of the dancers, correct?
Absolutely, he
That's
is,
fabulous.
Yes.
And it was also, it was performed before, once before in 2011?
Well, yeah, they have toured it a bit. They've taken it out to BC and a few places, and they're on another national tour at this point.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So how long will they have been on that tour before they get here?
Ah, hello. This is the beginning.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
oh,
we're
boy.
Very thrilled. Yes,
oh,
it's going to be fresh.
Great. We'll see, yes, we'll see that freshness. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Mimi. I really appreciate it. This sounds fabulous, actually. We've been speaking with Mimi Beck of DanceWorks, and they are presenting Rubber Band Dance Group in a piece called Gravity of Center, choreographed by Victor Quejada. It's taking place at the Harborfront Center's Fleck Dance Theater on November 16th and 17th. If you want to get tickets, you can call the Harborfront Center box office at 416-973-4000 or go online, danceworks.ca. Thank you, Mimi.
Thanks a lot.